Testing. Nothing's working. I don't think we're gonna be doing it. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, Felix.
There you go. We're on. I heard Raccoon. Hi, Coop. Hi, Raccoon.
I don't know what the hell that was. I have no idea.
Well, we did have our router switcheroo this week, so perhaps it had
what
to restart.
What a fucking joke. I think they're trying to keep me offline, these motherfuckers.
No, we changed the router, so it probably just needed to be rebooted again.
Actually, WAP, you were 2 minutes earlier than normal, and they just didn't know how to perceive that, so they didn't let you have any sound.
You're probably right.
Before we get started, Raccoon, are you all excited about the Northern Lights? It looks like you there in the corner will be able to see them this weekend.
I ain't staying up to watch him, that's for sure. I've already seen him before.
You've seen him before?
I've seen him before. They've came down this far before. It was pretty cool, but I'm not staying up to see the end of it.
I don't blame you.
We have a slightly fair chance of seeing them in Connecticut. That would be unheard of. That's never happened here. So I'm going to stay up. They said best viewing after 11, but right now it's really cloudy here. We'll see.
I don't think you're going to see anything.
Not the way it looks right now in the sky.
You need to smoke some of that stuff and then you'll see it.
Like the guy in Ohio State?
Yeah.
When you see the Northern Lights, you drop a little hit of DMT and you'll float along with them for 5 or 10 minutes.
There you go.
Oh, no, not for me.
Now, I was amazed when I saw the interview Joe Biden gave to CNN.
With Aaron.
And what really amazed me, because CNN and MSNBC and all those other networks kiss the president's ass all the time. They never
mentioned
anything negative. And when that woman said to Joe Biden, now listen to this. She said to him, you know, groceries at a 30-year high. You know what this stupid motherfucker said to her? Well, people can afford it.
Wow.
Because they're making more money. Really? You fucking moron. And he told, I'm looking at the Post, the New York Post, because I get it delivered at the house. And it says, it has a picture of Joe Biden looking like Pinocchio with a long fucking lying nose. And he told over 15 lies.
Well, 17 lies. No, 15 lies in 17 minutes. I think that's the way it went.
Well, it was a lie a minute. The first one is, this is what he said. I created over 15 million jobs since I was president. Well, we know that's a fucking lie. Right? That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, what is he thinking about? The jobs that came back after COVID? Is that what he's talking about? What's he talking about?
Exactly.
He has no idea what he's talking about. He hasn't created 15 million jobs. Some of the people went back to work when the damn stores opened back up.
That's what I think.
Exactly.
Everyone went back to work.
Now, lie number two.
Wait, before you continue, you know, remember when last go around they had the debates and they had all the fact checking going on?
Yeah.
Because of Trump, they thought he was whatever.
A liar.
They got to do that around this time, if in fact they ever have the debate, because what Joe Biden said and what's actually going to happen are two very different things. He told Howard there's going to be a debate, but now the White House is backtracking that.
What a fucking...
I don't think he can handle debate.
He's a delusional fucking man.
I don't know.
Lie number two.
Oh.
This is what he said.
What?
Other than Herbert Hoover, which he probably knew personally.
No.
Other than Herbert Hoover, Donald Trump is the only president who has lost more jobs than he created. And that was a lie.
Wait, he lost more? Again,
yep.
It's got to be COVID related. It's the same stupid
exactly.
Thing.
That's what they're here.
Actually, with the jobs that they lost in the first, 8 months?
Yep.
When it started to kicking in, they didn't lose squat. It all started after the damn president got in and started shutting down the oil fields, shutting down manufacturing.
That's right.
Laying off goddamn workers and stuff and getting rid of the military. It's all bullshit, and people are believing it. They need to have their ears washed out because they don't know the truth from a lie anymore.
Exactly. Now, Something's fucked. You know, I think they're trying to block me on this fucking podcast. I only have two listeners.
Well, that's all you need. Our engagement is already at 5. You're going to get there.
Yeah, fuck them.
You'll get to 100.
Here's lie number 3.
All right.
Look at what he says he's going to do if he gets elected. Says he's going to do away with what I've done on Medicare, reducing the price of Medicare.
Wait, what? Say it again slower this time.
This is what Joe Biden's saying.
Okay.
He's referring this to Donald Trump.
Oh.
He said, look at what he says he's going to do if he gets elected. Says he's going to do away with what I've done on Medicare, reducing the price of Medicare. He didn't do shit.
He got them to reduce the price of insulin.
Uh-huh.
That's probably his big accomplishment for the last 3 years.
That's not what he's saying.
That was only one part of what he done for reducing medications. Also, that the bee sting kit, the epinephrine shots were like $790, and they went down to under 100.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the guy who was in control of those damn things, who has the patent on it, was literally raping everybody who needed a bee sting kit.
Jeez.
Exactly.
And insulin was the same way. They were raping people for insulin. My wife's insulin went down tremendously, and then all of a sudden it's back up. But I've got insurance on it. But I look at the prices fluctuation in her medication she takes, and it's all skyrocketed since 2022.
So even the price of insulin is going back up again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. And this is what the fact checkers found out for the Post.
Oh, good.
About lie number 3. It says there's no basis for this, as Trump said he will never do anything that will hurt or jeopardize Social Security or Medicare. Further, Trump persuade the exact same executive orders to lower prescription drug prices as did Biden.
Uh-huh.
So Biden lied. Here's lie number 4.
Yep. Oh,
lie number 4.
All right.
You know we have 1,000 billionaires in America. Know that their average federal tax is 8.3%.
No.
The fact checkers checked this out.
Yep.
And he's a fucking liar. They're the top 0.1% of earners with more than 4.4 million in expanded cash income pay an average rate of 25.1% in federal income and payroll taxes. So that
and
was
that's what drives prices up, because they want to keep their profit margin.
Yep. Lie number 5. We already turned it around on the economy. Holy shit. I don't even have to read what the fact checkers found.
You would think he would have learned by now saying he's good, and people knowing that it's not is an insult to our intelligence. I don't understand why he keeps on saying that. It's just in his own demise.
Hey, WAP, he did turn it around and was up. It was up real good, and now it's in the toilet.
Yeah, he told the truth, didn't he? That is
not a lie.
Yeah, in a way, it's now our economy is now in the toilet.
It's really not going.
Well, that's what he meant by turning it around.
Yeah,
lie number 6. Lie number 6. Mm-hmm. The polling data has been wrong all along.
Oh. So he does not believe in the polls anymore.
So they fact checked it. It says every survey that says people are upset about the economy, every poll that puts Biden approval rating at a historic low.
Yes.
All of them from dozens of different sources.
Yeah, there's not just one.
He's wrong.
He doesn't want
liar.
To be, he's in denial. That's not a lie. That's just
fucking liar.
It's denial. Denial.
He's always been a liar, man.
Yeah,
he hasn't changed a bit.
He gets the liar award.
Liar.
Liar.
King liar.
I like that one.
Liar.
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 That one's better.
All right.
Lie number 7.
Ugh.
There's corrupt greed going out there.
What?
And it's got to be dealt with.
What does that even mean?
Well, the labor costs and stuff he's talking about. They said labor costs increased 4.2% between 2023 and 2024. They're in increased 5.1 from 21 to 22. The cost of everything from supplies to shipping to rent to taxes have gone up. Why? Yep. Because of the huge amount of government money injected into the system. Minimum wage increase in California and other states demanded by consumers. How is Biden going to deal with it? Tell companies they can't raise prices to avoid losing money.
You can't do that. Listen, we live in a capitalist society. You can't tell companies what to do.
Oh, hey, this Post wrote.
It's all about supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. Something you have to understand now, wages haven't gone up. The value of the dollar is about 3 cents right now. We were completely broke.
That's great.
Yeah, you have to have a dollar to buy a goddamn 5 cent piece of candy from the 1960s now. Think about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Our fiat currency has no value to it. If it did, we would be sitting in high cotton. But no, we're sitting down in the damn lower portions of the mud hole.
Yep.
Biden says we have the best economy in the world.
That's what he says.
Right.
That's what he said.
And he says everybody's making more money. That's why they can pay higher prices.
They're making more money because the freaking dollar is worth less and less. You're still having to struggle to buy what you normally would buy 5 years ago.
The income isn't in pace with the increase in prices. I think we've been up, 19% since you took
what
office?
What a joke. Listen to lie number eight.
The Fed is the one that controls the damn inflation.
That's right. They refused
to. Right, here's lie number eight
with the interest rates.
Last night's interview with CNN.
Yep.
Joe Biden said inflation was 9% when I came into office.
No, no. It was under 2.
It says, this is the truth right here. It said Biden continues to pretend that the United States was in terrible shape when he took office, when it was already on the rebound, thanks to Trump's Warp Speed project and vaccinated people so quickly against COVID. Inflation was a merely 1.4%.
That's absolutely less than 2.
Can you imagine that? And he's lying and telling people it was 9%.
So I'm trying to figure out where he's getting the numbers from.
We were energy independent, and we were shipping out oil by the shiploads, making tons of money until Mr. Potato Head decided to close all the pipelines.
That's right. Raccoon is exactly right. He did that like day one.
Ever since day one, we have lost all of our integrity as the industrialized country in the world. Mm-hmm. Everything goes to China. It comes to us.
China.
You think we're paying top dollar because it's American made? No, it's made by slave goddamn labor around the world through China and sold to us at an extremely high amount of money.
And it's made
You can't even get a goddamn shipping container for less than $10,000 rental fee from China to here. And there's thousands upon thousands of them come here every day.
Yep.
Now listen to lie number 9.
What?
This is about inflation. He said, Joe Biden said, they have the money to spend. It angers me and it angers them that they have to spend more money.
Now,
yes, that's just what he said. And here's what the Post wrote. They have the money to spend. According to the bank rate, 76% of adults make less than 50 grand a year and are living pay to paycheck, an increase from 71% in the year before that. Biden needs only to watch the nightly news to see people are cutting back on groceries, gas, even trips to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because their spending power has decreased.
And the credit card debt in the United States is highest it's ever been. people yeah. putting everything on cards.
You know what really cracks me up is these woke motherfuckers that just listen to him and believe it's true. Well, actually believe it's true.
Do they not go? They probably are the ones that don't go to the grocery store or the gas station. If someone does it for
them.
Let me
tell you.
I don't know.
In the beginning, I didn't like Fetterman. You know Fetterman? The
nope.
Democratic Isn't it, senator.
Is it Peterman or Fetterman?
He came back from the hospital and he was a completely yep. changed man.
Yeah,
he is. And when he spoke up today against Biden, and this is a Democratic senator.
From Pennsylvania.
Yes, he said Biden has no right to cut back on military funding to Israel.
They're going to impeach him for that.
Let me tell you something. Fetterman sounds better than the president.
Yeah, he's very sane, to Raccoon's point. He's changed. He's a much more...
athletic, he looks more alert, and he yeah. can talk plain.
Yeah, he knows
yeah.
what's, he knows
without stammering in his damn yep. talk that he gives.
Yeah, it's very good.
I mean, yep. I don't even think it's Fetterman anymore. I think Fetterman died already.
I know.
But call me a conspiracy theorist, I don't give a shit.
I think they're all lizard aliens.
The funniest thing to me going on with Biden right now is he's not allowed to walk by himself to the helicopter.
No, he ain't.
They have the crowd of his.
You don't know how to get there.
But they thought his shuffle was making him look old. So now they got all these young things running around him as he walks to the Air Force One. It's great.
Unbelievable. Here's lie number 10.
All right.
Listen to this one.
Oh, God.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza
yes.
as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
Oh,
so the Post wrote, it's liberal to suggest that Israel's deliberating targeting population areas. Hamas embeds themselves along with the civilian population. You know, it says Israel has been warning the people of Rafah
yeah,
for more than a week.
Yeah, they've been dropping
that
leaflets.
They were going to move into the zone.
Yep.
So everyone needs to get the hell out.
Well, and they gave them the place to go, a different safe zone.
That's you know,
and then they bombed the shit out of that place.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yep. It says they do not go after population centers. They work hard to minimize deaths. You know, I think with all those bombs they dropped, and there was tons of them, I think they did a damn good job.
I don't think they got to the tunnels the way they should have, though. There's a lot of people.
We don't know. We don't know about that.
I don't know. I think that's what the problem still is. They had to go underground and blow them up, too, but they're underneath hospitals.
Zach's in the house.
I just got home.
Welcome to Live Studio.
We're telling all the lies that Joe Biden told last night when he was on CNN.
Hey, Felix.
Yeah.
I have to say one thing, okay?
What is it?
Israel is trying to step up Armageddon so they can build their third temple and they can have their four red heifers mutilated.
Oh.
Who's the red heifers?
Those are animals.
They got red heifers that came from the United States. They're unblemished. They've got them in Israel.
Yeah.
Are they hookers?
They're supposed to start sacrificing them sometime this summer.
Cows.
The cows, the female cows, heifers, red heifers. They talk about the red heifers in the book of Revelation.
I thought he was talking about whores. Okay. Don't kill the whores. No. Whores
hey,
here.
Horse would not
hey, Rocky.
Be.
Rocky. No. South Park did an episode about that.
Did they?
about a red haired cow with orange dots all over him with glasses.
Yeah, it's a goddamn red Angus cows are what they've got. Red Angus, not black Angus, but red Angus.
These cows.
I guess you should sacrifice them.
They're supposed to sacrifice the damn things when they finish building the goddamn temple, which the Rothschilds were financing.
Wait, and where are they going to build?
Think about it.
What is the purpose of fucking around with these cows?
They're satisfying some
profit. It's a sacrifice to Baal.
Oh,
they gotta harm the poor cows.
Oh my God, they're cow. We eat cows. Don't
leave the cows alone.
What the hell's the difference?
We were told you don't have to make sacrifices like that. Now Israel does that all the time. If you have sins, you grab a fucking chicken by its legs and smash the shit out of it against a wall, and your sins are forgiven.
Wow.
Sacrificing a chicken.
Where's the temple built?
The temple is being built now.
Where?
Where?
In Jerusalem.
They say Jews are a little different than us Christians.
They like what?
That implies that Christians are different than Jewish people.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
We're goyim to them. Goyim is nothing but a farm animal. They have it in their books that we are nothing but goyim, and we can be murdered by them without any disregard to being punished for it, and that we could be their slaves without any regard to paying for the services.
I love
you. We are trash, just like they say the Islams are trash.
I love
under the same guideline.
Listen, I'll tell you, I love Jews because I heard that Jew women give good head.
All right.
I don't know about that. That nose kind of gets in the way, man. You give you a hernia or something.
That's what I heard.
I really, Jews and Christians are cut from the same cloth a long time ago. I don't really, you know.
I don't have any problems with them. And you know who I like? The Hasidic Jews.
I don't have any problems with them either.
I do.
The leaders.
You know why I like the Hasidic Jews?
You do not like Hasidic Jews.
I listen. Jews can party like crazy.
Oh, well,
you go on YouTube and look at them Jews jumping around.
That's true. You work
Holy
for some.
Shit, I forgot man. About they them. Can party like crazy.
Well, because, you know, yeah.
I don't think the Jews really bother anybody.
Well,
they're surrounded by people that hate them. Raccoon just think about
suggesting
it. Look what happened.
Just think about it for a minute. Okay. The average Christian isn't like the goddamn preachers that show themselves saying, I need $10,000 from everybody tonight, or we have to get off the air. That night, he crawls in his goddamn Learjet, one of three or four he owns from his $60 million mansion, and flies somewhere else in the world.
Who is that?
Taking his money to keep his own ass on the damn air.
Who is that? You talking about a Jew did that?
No, I'm talking about our Christian preachers are just like the Jewish rabbis and all the other upper crust of that. They consider us goyim. They want to kill us. If you don't believe it, continue to sleep because that's what their Talmud says.
I want to hang with the Jews. They got all the money.
You can hang with the Jews, and at the end of the party, they'll hang you.
No, they never will. They
love nothing to them. Nothing to them unless you're a Jew.
I think it's interesting that all these whatever protests are going on in universities, because another bias there is towards people who are Jewish is that they are the ones that are educated. They're the ones that are the financiers. They're the ones that manage all the money. Their own.
Well, here's why.
Story.
Here's why number 11.
Okay.
Joe Biden said, we're not walking away from Israel.
What?
We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is he? Yeah. Listen, whether you like the Jews or not, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't really matter. Let me tell you something, people. I wish I was interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said to him what Louis Farrakhan, and some people.
You don't bite to touch my pussy.
Louis Farrakhan, do you know what you're talking about?
Louis Farrakhan was giving an interview once, and the guy that was interviewing him was a famous guy. I forgot his fucking name.
Wait, stop. Farrakhan.
He was a Jew.
Very dangerous.
I forgot
person.
His name.
Because he's smart and he's
Louis Farrakhan, let me tell you something. I've been to two of his talks, right?
Uh-huh.
Right now, I think he's 92 years old. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the man wasn't prejudiced.
He's very smart, but he's too radical.
He's a fucking genius, this man.
Genius, yeah, but
I put him in class as genius. And when he was getting interviewed, they were asking him about the killings in Africa, in South Africa. And the interviewer said, this is the worst atrocities that's ever happened in human history.
Well, who's killing the Africans?
I don't know. But anyhow,
they were kicking out all the white folks out of Africa. Right. Now they're bitching because nobody's there to grow food because they didn't learn how to do it while the white people were still there.
Oh, come on now. Don't talk about
that.
African music.
Listen, I'm stating I'm stating facts. I know some guys who were from South Africa and they were farmers and they were told, get out by sundown or we're going to kill your family.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So,
and
you know,
they left.
Listen.
Wow. They left? Who left?
The person who was threatened in Africa. The white person,
there you
apparently.
Go. Robbery knows about that. Yeah, he lives in Africa.
Robbery, maybe you want to contribute. What do you think about white people in Africa? Are they all gone? Are they hated? Are they
South Africa? South Africa has a moratorium.
Mike, let's ask him.
He lives in Ghana. I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, he is way up on in the middle.
That's north.
Hey, Samuel.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is.
You got a lot of static.
It's okay. Ask him a question.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, how is it in that part of Africa where you live? What do you want to ask a man?
No, North Africa is very different than South Africa, where a raccoon was suggesting that white people were told to get out, and now they're fighting among themselves because they don't know how to do anything on their own. They can't grow food. They have no economy. They have nothing going on. They're turning in on themselves now, which is unfortunate.
Is that in your area also? See, you don't see that.
Ghana's a pretty stable little place right now.
Right.
I have a friend whose wife is from Ghana.
Is it in British influence in Ghana? Who are they colonized?
There's white people living all over Ghana.
Oh.
But the thing of it is South African government took over and they banished all the white folks. And those aren't just white folks. They're the Boers that settled South Africa before anybody even started wandering around down there because it was not hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
They started growing things and bringing people down.
What were
people
they called?
Started coming in and everything, and then they started making their own little country.
What were they called?
Hi, poor y'all.
Crackers?
The Boers. The Boers from the Great Boer War of the early 1900s was the white folks trying to keep themselves in line because tribes were coming in and trying to kill them.
That's a problem.
And I can't think of the names of the tribes that were there, but there's like six or seven huge tribes and a whole bunch of small tribes trying to drive the white man out. But the white man was the one who was furnishing them the food.
Bobby, do you have a tribal name? Do you belong to a tribe? Do you still keep that culture going?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
She's asking if you still belong to any tribe in Ghana.
Or do you associate yourself with a tribe?
Yeah, we have many kind of tribes here. Yeah. And the tribe differences from the region. Yeah, it's region. It's not a state. So, different tribes depend from different kind of tribes. So.
We got a bad connection.
Yeah, hard to undertake. I'm catching every other word. Yeah. All right.
Well, let's get back to. Here's lie number
12.
Here's lie number 13.
What happened to 12?
Oh, we didn't do 12?
I do not believe so.
Now, here's number 12.
Okay.
It made no sense, in my view, to engage in thinking in Iraq they have a nuclear weapon.
What does that mean? He doesn't think they have one?
It says Biden brought this up saying that he warned Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, not to make the mistake we made in Afghanistan and Iraq.
We, meaning us.
Now listen to this, though. Except Biden voted in favor of invading Iraq. So Biden may regret that decision today, but he made no sense to him back then.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. Lie number 13.
Yep.
You can't only love your country when you win.
What?
It says someone better tell the celebrities and elites in Democratic Party who claim they're going to move if Trump is reelected.
Oh, good.
Or say they don't know their country anymore. Mm-hmm. Or who burns American flags as a rally for Hamas. Biden's of Trump with in line would carry more weight if he said it on his own voters instead of Trump's.
You lost me completely. I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Line number 14. I travel around the world with world leaders, knowing that they all say 80% of them, you got to win. My democracy is at stake. And that was a lie. No one has said that to him. Lie number
most of those 80 countries are having the same problems we're having. France, Germany, Austria. They all want to keep it going so they can have their new world order.
It's crazy.
Everyone except Israel, apparently, now.
Lie number 15.
Oh, dear.
When Trump is going to put a 10% tax that's going to increase the average American cost $1,500 a year.
10% tax?
And that Trump has proposed no such tax, they reported. Right. Perhaps Biden means Trump's plan for a 10% tariff on imported goods, which may or may not cost Americans more money. It says, you know who else is considering imposing tariffs on foreign goods? Biden is. Just this week, under the headline, Biden looks to surge of Chinese imports, the New York Times notes that China is using unfair business practices and Biden wants to counter it.
No, he doesn't. He's in bed with China. He doesn't want to counter anything.
Of course he is. He's getting paid by China.
Of course he is. He doesn't want to do anything to impede China's success. That's ridiculous.
And then you go on to read when Biden said he wasn't going to send any more armaments to Israel. The squad was applauding him.
Well, they think that all these protests are working. They're influencing him. Yeah. That's just what they wanted.
They're saying that all the protesters at the colleges must have did something because that's why Biden is doing a turnaround.
Funny, because you told me Biden didn't believe in polls, but he's probably seen a shift in the Michigan poll.
I think Biden should take and draft all the demonstrators who want to fight with Hamas and send them over there so that they can get killed off, because most of them are gays anyway, and they'll have fun.
Not really, but okay.
You know, the whole thing is fucking crazy, man.
Of those people are being paid hundreds of dollars by certain organizations, by a certain guy who's probably dead right now, because of the fact that it's going to destroy America if they continue doing what they're doing.
Well, Hillary Clinton will argue with you and say that, you know.
Fuck Hillary Clinton. She's an idiot. She lost her law license for giving out her word and taking a bribe during the Watergate investigations and trials.
She's a lying
bitch. And
guess
where she's a professor?
Yeah.
Where?
Columbia.
Of course. Why not?
She also has a professorship, I think it is, or chancellor of a Irish freaking university that doesn't have transfer rights of prisoners to the United States. You know, what do they call that?
Extradition?
Ireland does not have a way to transfer prisoners to the United States. If we have somebody escapes to Ireland, we can't say, hey, we want the sucker back. And you say, oh, no, we can't do that.
Huh. Yeah.
That's why she took that that position in Ireland in education. She'll take off to Ireland, and probably the Irish Brigade will probably end up taking her down.
Another thing that amazes me that I've been watching on TV, reading in the paper, is this fake fucking charges that they brought Trump up. And then they bring in this ex-porn star, Stormy Daniels.
I knew we were going to go there.
That he had an affair with, I don't know, how many years ago?
2006.
Yeah. And the judge allows her, not one person that took the witness stand so far, and I've heard everything they said, has accused Trump of anything.
True.
So they asked for a mistrial, and the judge denies it. But yet he allows Stormy Daniels to get up and talk explicit of what they were doing when they were fucking and stuff, mm-hmm. just to make the jury try to, you know, hate Trump.
Right. Right.
And Stormy Daniels still owes him $500,000, which she said she will not pay back.
Unreal.
I wonder if she even has
That's on tape. She said that at a little gathering there outside the courthouse.
And
she's paying back the money. So,
and she's still doing porn.
Really?
Yeah. No. But she's starting
she's
up.
She's a cougar anyway.
Because, you know, people will pay money.
Because she's notoriety now? Is that why?
She's a pig.
I don't know. I wouldn't turn on
There's a her. Picture in the post here of her dancing on a stripper pole.
Now or before?
What a She's a fat pig right now. She's an old fat pig.
Yeah, this, I don't can't believe she returned to prostitution. That can't be right.
Well, you know, there's
she's
some
getting guy. Paid to be there. She's getting paid to be there. She's a paid liar, just like the rest of them on that side of the court.
Zach, go ahead.
Throw shit out there, and then they won't allow Trump to say, "Hey, here's what I've got." They don't want to hear that.
I know.
They want to just they want to put him in jail for 175 damn years and take away all of his money and everything. It's all against the goddamn Constitution, and people are sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, they're going to throw him in prison." They can't. They can't throw him in prison.
For what?
Especially when a fucking judge decides, "Oh, well, I'm not going to let you fight this. You'll just have to go and do what I say." And that goes against the Constitution. It goes against the rule of law. You have a right to appeal any goddamn charge you have.
Well, how about...
And at the same time, we're letting off killers and damn molesters and rapists and all these other people who are coming here freely and getting paid by the government. But yet they're narrowing down on Trump. And I tell people all the time, yeah, Trump may have been a bad guy at one time. He might have done some stupid stuff. You don't like the way he talks. Tell me one person on this fucking planet that doesn't have sin and I'll vote for him.
Not in that group. That's for sure.
Ain't nobody.
It was interesting.
I thought
Trump was going to push it and go to jail this week because he kept talking about the trial. I thought he was really testing.
No, they can't stop the goddamn First Amendment.
The judge said
they have no jurisdiction over his congressional and his constitutional rights.
But he's talking
it's
about
like the shit down in Florida. He is the only one in the United States. The president is the only one who can delegate a document to be either divulged to the public or held secret.
Mm-hmm.
The president is the only one that can do that, and he is allowed to keep copies of those. And all this shit is nothing more than to stir up a bunch of people to piss everybody off, because these son of a bitches want us to go into a civil war, and people don't get it.
Trump, though, last
90% of our population won't even know what to do when the goddamn power grid goes down, and it will go down.
Oh, well, with all our electric cars, yeah, that's coming.
Not just electric cars. Think about it. Electricity also runs the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You got people on ventilators and suction and all kinds of apparatuses in the hospital. Their generator power only lasts for 4 to 5 days.
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
They can get diesel fuel longer, but if they shut down the power grid, guess what? There's no gas, there's no diesel, there's no food storage, there's nothing.
Right.
And people will not know what to do. They will start fighting amongst themselves in their own little communities or neighborhoods or on the streets, wanting somebody else's gas and stuff. And that's what these son of a bitches want. They want to tear America apart. And just remember one very important thing. We are not a fucking democracy. We're a republic.
That's right.
Still on the Constitution.
Yep.
The Republic of the United States. Not the democracy. Democracy's one step away from goddamn communism.
Socialism, maybe. Yes.
No, it's one step away from communism. It's the same goddamn thing as socialism, only a different word.
Oh, all right.
Zach, what were you going to say?
I'll give you an example. Mob rule. Majority in democracy takes over. But guess what? Only the top 3% make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Felix.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Apparently, I found out, I know it's a little off the subject, but we may see the Northern Lights.
Oh, we started that out. You're going to see them.
Yeah, we're overcast here, so I don't think we're going to see shit.
But we're Zach and lives in Raccoon live. They have a chance. We only have a fair chance.
It's the path of it's right over my state.
Wow,
very exciting.
I got a video of it.
Maybe by Sunday it'll reach. They'll be able to see it in Florida too, which means you'll also see it in Mexico.
Well, listen.
Hey, welcome back, 714. Check it out. You're not going to want to miss this. A severe geomagnetic storm forecasted for this weekend means there's a chance to see the Northern Lights. And here in the Pacific Northwest, we're forecasting to see mostly clear skies, so that's good news. The storm is predicted for late tonight, early tomorrow morning. So the best chance to see the aurora is typically between midnight and 3 a.m. when the sky is at its most darkest point. It's also best to get far away from city lights. Pollution of those lights, and I've seen it before. It's such a cool thing. It's you really don't have to go that far. You just get
wow.
Zach, are you gonna stay up?
You're gonna stay up to see it?
Oh, maybe he went away.
What happened? I think the Northern Lights got him.
Magnetic forces already.
You're breaking up.
It's still daylight here.
I know here too. No, he's doing.
What are you doing?
Well, he's fixing that. When we talk about other ridiculous story that happened this week,
what is it?
That I want to talk about worms and candy.
Worms and candy.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah. What did you hear about him?
He said some crazy story about how he had some parasite and it took part of his brain or something. Did I hear that right, Raccoon? Or is it something like that?
Yep. Well, you know.
Is that a thing?
I'm going to give you a little update on something. They finally decided to tell everybody. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I guess my internet box is fucking up.
All right, Zach. Hold on.
I have to reset it.
Yeah.
Something that people don't understand because it's been basically washed away from our education.
Yeah.
Every illness you have, not injury, but illness, is caused by some form of parasites. Every illness is a parasite. Okay? If you have dementia, you have a parasite, plus you have a lot of other shit that they put into our food, like aluminum and barium and selenium, shit like that. And not to mention all the other stuff like antifreeze in your goddamn energy drinks. That promotes the fact that the parasites will flourish in your body because your nutrition level is in the dirt. So you'll have these parasites. Oh. Now, to give you an idea, you can have a parasite in your brain. And since you're on a low salt diet with low cholesterol diet, your brain doesn't function properly. Your brain functions strictly on fucking cholesterol, and it needs the salt, so it makes the cell barrier. The homeostasis to put it in and take out the waste is done by salts.
Oh.
Now, see, we have been destroyed, you know, as a group of people. We've been destroyed in our nutrition. Our nutrition level is about the same as you feeding a fucking dog a dead rabbit once a week. Okay? He's not getting enough energy. He doesn't have his critical thinking. He doesn't have his hormones in balance. So you have a dog that actually will go completely berserk, but then turn around and be happy and want to be petted. Mm-hmm. As soon as you pet him and you don't quite do it the way he wants, he snaps at you. People are doing the same shit. You have these idiots out there who are going off and having like these goddamn highway rages and stuff, and people going off in stores, ripping the stores apart. It's because of goddamn nutrition. If you don't have nutrition, you don't have anything. And you don't get it from fucking junk food and processed food.
So, Kennedy, is a junk food addict? Why do you see him?
I don't know. Kennedy didn't say how he got the parasite.
No, he
didn't. It doesn't make no difference how he got the parasite. It could have been from Lyme disease. Sure. You know, they've been forming that shit back in the 60s.
I think he had the same thing Al Capone had.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That was syphilis. That was syphilis.
And it ate half as stupid.
And that's a parasite.
Yes. And it ate half of his stupid ass brain.
So now we're going to spread the rumor.
He is a Kennedy, and you know, some of them Kennedys are pretty damn open about their life.
I guess.
James is in the house.
Look at Ted. What happened with Ted?
Didn't he? He
dunked his daggone hooker off a bridge and grounded her and went walking into his brother's house, and I think I killed somebody. He didn't stick around to see if she was dead. He just left the scene because he didn't want to get pinned for it.
And his brother said, go to bed. Don't worry about it. Report it in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
He did. If that was me or you.
Nobody's going to touch him.
Hell no.
That's
look at it. Look at even the Kennedy's nephew or cousin or whatever. Remember when he got in trouble, nobody touched him either.
He raped a girl in Miami or something.
He didn't get in any trouble.
I don't know.
It's also because the Kennedy's name and their family relations within that pulls the power. Just like being in one of the banking cartels, and I know this for a proven fact. If you're in that upper crust, nothing happens to you. Nothing.
That's right. Years ago, in the early 80s, when I was repossessing cars, I was in Massachusetts, right, of all places, and I had a bumper sticker on my car that read,
what?
My gun has killed less people than Ted Kennedy has.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, they almost ran me out of town. They came up to me. How'd you get with that stupid accent from them. And they go, how dare you put that on your car?
Friends everywhere.
So I said to him, what do you say to me? I'm like, what? Your car! Your car!
All right.
I said, it's not a car! It's a car!
Hey, Felix?
Fucking
Felix.
Moron.
Hysterical.
Felix. Felix.
Yeah.
You should get your new bumper sticker saying, my gun collection has killed less people than Hillary.
And then you know what he said to me? Why don't you go back to Hatford. I go, what are you talking about, Hatford? I don't want any hat. He goes, you know what I'm saying. Get your car. Go back to Hatford.
What a mix that must have been. Dear Lord.
I said, you can't even talk, you fucking moron. You're fucking idiot.
In other news, did you see that Hunter cannot escape a trial? He's going to trial. That's
good.
What's happening. Yep.
That's what he gets.
No. Does that say that he's already under arrest and sitting in a jail?
Of course
not. If it's
not,
he won't be there.
You're right about that.
He'll bug out because he's got the goddamn money and the power to bug out, and nobody will be able to chase him down.
Yep.
You watch.
And eventually, even if he got convicted, his daddy is going to forgive him.
Well, he pleaded not to all charges.
Presidential pardon.
That's right.
It includes two counts of making false statements
and
one count of firearm possession by an unlawful substance abuse.
And he didn't get charged with throwing gun in a
also he gets for lying on the form and for dumping it illegally.
Yeah, and near a school too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not mentioned it.
Because he didn't get charged with that.
Not yet.
Because the judge is sucking Biden's cock.
Yep.
And the ATF head is a fucking moron.
Well, we
Yeah, we know
because
that.
He has the ability to arrest him for that stuff. That's what he's there for.
And
he can't even goddamn disassemble a fucking revolver, let alone a Glock. They're all a bunch of fucking parasites that have no idea what goddamn job they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
or they're told not to do anything and just be completely stupid.
Well, you know,
most of these people are DEI, which means they didn't earn it. They didn't earn their positions.
Some of them are afraid because it's an elected position in some places, but for others, they're appointments. So you have to, you know, go back to the source.
Yeah, but you would want to appoint people who know what the fuck they're supposed to do. If you want an ATF agent to be the head of the ATF,
mm-hmm.
or take it to the EPA, a scientist that knows what goddamn poisons are.
That's right.
But you don't do that. They get some slug from a goddamn high school diploma that don't even know his ass from a hole in the ground and say, you're our new chief for the goddamn CIA. Okay, we know some people who was heads of the CIA. They didn't do worth a shit for us. They did for themselves, though.
I agree.
Or the EPA. I got a Superfund cleanup over here. It's been going on for damn near 25 years.
Oh, God.
And nothing has been done there.
Wow.
It's an old mining area, and they said, oh, you can't go in there. It's an EPA hazard. They hire some people to go out there to scare the goddamn geese off in the wintertime so they don't get on the damn lagoons and get poisoned. But they won't clean it because they don't know how. They don't have any guidance. None of our agencies have guidance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, I'm only doing what I'm told to do. Not a proof of innocence when you say, I'm just following orders.
I agree. They're afraid of getting sued. They're afraid of what? I'm not sure. What do you think?
Who the fuck knows?
It's interesting to see.
They're all lying bastards.
Something else in the news.
Every goddamn agency should be taken down.
Start over.
And restructured over again with a strict guidelines and on a piece of paper that says the government cannot infringe with these guidelines that these people must obey, like the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they did that, and they held them to it, held their feet to the fire, and they don't go into Congress and these committees and lie their asses off and not answer fucking questions. I don't have that number with me.
That's right.
I didn't read that part of the report or whatever. They should be immediately goddamn taken out of that position and held accountable for what their decisions cost the Americans. Just like Congress should be taken out for the simple fact that they've been giving away money and we can never, ever fucking repay it. We can't.
That's another thing.
Our government has to be taken down to the foundation.
And when they build it back up, get them all out of Washington. No one in Washington. Offices in Montana.
Washington needs to be turned back into the swamp it was.
Right, all underwater.
Somewhere else.
Or not decentralize that. Put them where they belong, where the cleanups are, where, you know, that's the right way to go.
Washington, D.C. is a country within the country.
It's a horrible place.
We do not own Washington, D.C. It's part of the central bank and that conglomeration of people. They bought that land, they built the buildings, and they made us go by that.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn
must be Zach. Zach's feet, no?
Used to come up and reach in the pool.
Is that you?
And rub my leg down. So we're training them
here. I think I see that.
Up again. And look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about jumping on my lap.
Again, another 6 months.
Long
summer. Don't you think?
Hey, Felix.
He's lost his board for me.
Yes.
Hey, Felix, the other day somebody said that they seen the football with Biden as he was getting on a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And I put in a comment, no, that was just a box of of Depends.
Oh, well, it's probably true. Really exactly true.
I've been waiting for him to show up at my house now, but they haven't. I guess they can't find me.
Well, another thing that happened this week, it took him 9 days to back yep. Israel. Not that he meant it.
Fuck him. Here's my favorite Joe Biden song.
Oh. Is this a song? Oh, I guess so.
Fucking with Joe Biden, I ain't fucking with Joe Biden. Yeah. I said, fuck Joe Biden. Joe Biden. I said, fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. I said, fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden. I said, Joe Biden the hoe.
I said, Joe Biden too old. Slur words, he look confused. Man, this shit must be a joke. Trying to take Medicaid, I'll slap your ass, I'm getting paid. This SSI and EBT, it got me eating, looking straight.
Oh, creepy old Joe Biden. No,
creepy old Joe Biden. Boy, I'm beefing with Joe Biden. Let me teach you.
He said I'm peeping with Joe Biden.
Run up all the side of here, bitch. He needs some rest. He's dumb as fuck. Boy, I ain't vote with Joe Biden.
That's a good song right there.
The movie's almost over, people.
I hope so.
Oh, one can
only
Joe
hope.
Biden.
It's just, I hope we get make it to the end.
What end?
Without Kamala being.
Fuck Kamala.
Long about the end of summer after they pulled their last shenanigan, I think it's all going to come down on their asses hard.
Yep. Conventions will be.
Fuck them all.
They're planning now. You know, we have no strategic oil reserve. We have very little oil production going on in the United States right now.
Fuck
they're
going to
shut down every goddamn thing. You watch.
Oh, boy.
I got to show you something. Hold on. I got to wait till the ads on. Hold on.
When is the conventions? They're in August this year? July and August, I think.
Yep.
That'll be another next source of.
Yes.
You're going to love this. Afro Man did a new song. He remixed his old song called Because I Got High. His
yeah.
new song is Hunter Got High. Listen, I'll show you.
Let's.
Shout out to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He said, Hillary bleach, his hard drive. Yeah, Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He was the best man who ever knew in his life. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He never could hang with the fuck. Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a mil and up. Damn, that's high. I never used to start with B-U-I. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it off with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high.
That's true. More LCs than Johnny. John got his wife. That was funny as hell.
I want to say special love to poor y'all. Poor y'all, welcome to Live Studio.
We're That's glad
to
right. Have you here. If you guys are new to the show, follow us. Hey, this is the first time we didn't have the Pod Godfather here.
Is he mad at you because of the old man's
no, show? No. Why would he?
I don't know. It didn't go so well last Friday.
The old man made a comment, said we did a fantastic show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He met me down at the club right now. Who knows, man?
He's getting high.
Eric?
Yeah. Eric's out there with Hunter getting high.
He might be sitting in the Dagon coffee shop right now freaking out about what we've been talking about.
I know.
And
he's usually, if he's here anyway, right now.
Just remember one important thing.
What?
I didn't kill myself.
There you go.
And Zach's final word is?
I'll do anything I wouldn't do.
That's everything.
And Zach got high.
If you do, don't aim it after me.
You sound like raccoon just getting
or,
high.
Or it could be, don't do anything I wouldn't do. And I got high.
And he got high.
Don't do anything he wouldn't do and don't name it after me.
Hey. The thing is, if I ever get high, I ain't gonna be on crack. Maybe weed, no crack.
Yeah, crack, no good.
Be careful of fentanyl going around.
Yeah,
see, we met fentanyl.
That's why I say, I'll stick to weed.
Yep.
Smoking a little rope won't hurt you because nobody's ever OD'd on marijuana.
Yeah.
You get stoned, you fall asleep, you wake up, you eat your brains out, man.
Look at the Godfather. Eric, what's happening?
Here he is.
I just got sidetracked, was busy doing something.
Uh-oh.
But it's a better late than never, though, thankfully.
Go ahead, what's happening?
Well, I know, for anybody paying attention to Podbean tonight, Fair Use will have his music show. Russ and the Outside Normal podcast is off tonight. I'm out driving, by the way. But be on lookout should the Paulson Anderson Nanana fire up an impromptu chill or headline news show, which hopefully Rocky Raccoon might show up and pay Brett a nice little visit for those. Tomorrow evening, of course, the Beans and Weenie's Doom flagship show with Scooter, Spanky, and Jester. You never know if Crash Cat or Mayor Crazy might show up and give us some good entertainment. Club Code Blue. You also got the Illuminated Braids of Caps and Stuart Griffin on Sunday. And next week, the Old Man's Podcast Show is back, Mondays only. And if you haven't already checked out, check out the middle from Outside of Normal every Tuesday through Friday, live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time here on the Podbean. And be sure to check out the Stock 32 Alpha on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And hopefully Rocky will be paying Maverick and Goose and the gang a visit. The Potluck Podcast Wednesday night here on Podbean, 7 p.m. Eastern. 6-2 Patio also Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Slightly Doomed from the Beans and Weenie Show also next Wednesday. And then the Pulse will be fired up, Toys, Tools, and Things on Tuesday. And the variety show also on Wednesday night. And then be looking for Frankie D on Tuesday, Substance for Days on Thursday. Also look for the Ralph William podcast. Also look for pre-recorded, like WKOP, all kind of podcasts in the Amber Maid show. Also check out the Slightly Serious show when James fires up some impromptu shows, but hopefully he gets back to doing his shows more regularly, you know, and so many other friends.
All right.
The dog's chasing you? Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm just in the car. I had to roll my window up. So you're probably hearing.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Good. Listen, people, if you're new to the show,
that was a mouthful, right, Ann?
You did good. You did excellent.
We're on every Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody have a great weekend. Listen, don't drink and drive.
Happy
Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's Day
to all you mothers. You mothers.
Oh, gosh.
You motherfuckers.
Hey. Motherfuckers. Hey,
oh, my Felix, Lord.
Eric.
You have any update on your TV show yet?
You know what? I might have some bad news.
No. I think the lady was out this week.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still waiting for it, unless they listened to one of my podcasts and said, fuck him.
I think the lady was out because I called her and her voicemail was full. So I think she's out.
So we'll know. We'll know soon. I'll let everybody know.
Yeah, hopefully Tuesday, we'll know.
Yeah, hopefully we will be live on TV.
Was Rocky or Zach going to say some things?
What?
Hey, Eric, how'd you like that little song by Afro Man?
I hadn't had a chance to listen to it. I probably have to listen to the playback later.
Oh, it's called
Eric, I already put out my message.
All right.
Afro Man's new song.
It's a funny ass song. You got to listen.
It's very good.
You got to listen to it.
Very good. Catchy.
It is. I like
it. It's catchy. Yeah.
All right, people, have a safe weekend. I'm taking you out with a little WAP music. Woo! That's everything. I met somebody. And
keep opening your heart.
Isn't that special?
He touched my penis. Joe Biden licked my penis.
Whoa!
Well, you might just give Johnny Carson a run for his money.
Oh, mama! La, 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 la. Oh, mama! I'm out of here, people!
I'm gonna get out over here and see who's looking at me.
Don't touch my pee-pee no more, Joe Biden.
It's the big appointment.
You gotta come home. You dirty old fucker. Take your tongue off of my penis.
Their necks? Wasn't that his thing? The little girls?
Get your cock out of your sister, you pig!
Get your mouth out of
That's just my actual voice.
You gave me an STD, you filthy pig, Joe Biden.
I'm out of here.
Come over here and see who's looking in the window.